Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
It's a Tuesday afternoon, the 13th day of August. Time to check in with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, I got to tell you, in the forecast, it keeps saying north winds, and usually that's a bad, bad sign, but that's in the middle of winter. It feels really good on days like today, I have to admit, although a little heat might be useful for the crop, I suppose.
Well, I think we're going to get some of that second half of the month if we can look at the extended forecast, Todd. So let's enjoy a beautiful day today.
Beautiful day today and this week, but we would need a little rainfall to come with that heat, and I don't know that there's any of that in the offing, or not too much, is there?
Not too much. Actually, we're, a little bit short on that for what we'd like, especially in the dry areas. I know, in north central Illinois, there's some areas that are getting pretty dry and they're firing up a little bit. And, of course, Iowa a little bit on the dry side, too. So we'd like to see some rain for that area. We're pretty good for now. We'd like another nice shower to finish things off towards the end of the month. But, all in all, majority of the areas are going to be in pretty good shape with the temperature staying cool.
In a few minutes, we'll hear from the crop statisticians across the Midwest. They're going to tell us the crop's in good condition now, as good as it was last week. In fact, if you delve into the numbers, it's slightly better than last week, despite the fact that good to excellent 64% category for corn this week and last week. They just swapped one percentage point out to excellent for this week. So the crop's getting better, and then futures in Chicago either reacted to that or something else. What happened there?
Well, it's sort of strange, Todd. We had the crop ratings extremely good, and yet we had poor yields yesterday when the government put their report together. But I think we saw a little bit of maybe we didn't quite believe it was as bad as what the government said attitude towards the corn. The fund sold about 9,000 contracts of corn today while they were buying 6,000 contracts of beans. So that's why we're able to hold the beans up. And, of course, the bean carryout is much tighter for this year. A lot of people aren't believing that we even have the 125 left. So it's going to be a short carry-in, actually, and that way. But, that 1.8 carryout for next year on corn is still a very big number.
Is the trade, does it not like the equality between the northern or the eastern and the western corn belt by state in terms of what the expected bushels per acre are, or what was it that it didn't like about yesterday's crop production report?
Well, I think that basically along the line, we've been watching improving crop conditions every week, and then they deteriorated a couple bushels off what they were on the last report. I think that just sort of maybe hit home. I think that, this was very, the government's numbers were very close to Michael Cordonnier's report. Is the acreage right? I mean, basically they didn't change the acreage because they didn't resurvey that and know what's going on. But there's a lot of areas where a lot of people are doing the yield counts, and they are higher than what they thought the government did say yesterday.
Yeah, so the stats can change. We can take the bushels per acre up as long as we take those a number of total acres down, but that won't happen probably until October. Certainly doesn't usually happen. That's when the FSA numbers get put in.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the reality of it all. I think that what comes out, in fact, is they might not be wrong with their end carryout. They might not be wrong with their production figure. It's going to be how many acres we apply it to. And I think the fact of the matter is that we're higher than Russian corn or higher than Argentine corn right now has more to do with it than anything, along with a good crop.
Mm-hmm. What are your expectations for soybeans?
The soybeans. Now, that's a little bit different story. We do have probably a big crop that will be planted in South America. But for right now, as I said, with what we have used, the beans we've crushed and everything, a lot of people are saying the government drew the line in the sand at that 125 and they aren't going below it. It maybe is below that number. And a lot of beans are late. There's not a lot of pods in some of the areas to count. We're probably at least 10% or more behind as far as maturity of beans for this time. So a lot of weather to live through with them, and a lot of things up in the air because we, can't get a good handle on the production number for right now.
What do you think will change in September? Anything?
September, it's going to depend on if we can get some rains in that the dry areas. To help podding and filling pods, I guess would be the word, and you know, then it's going to be at that point in time, where's the frost attitude like along the way? Because there are some beans that are late enough that could be damaged quite heavily if we had an early frost.
Hey, thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the closing market report for this Tuesday afternoon.